On Monday's front page, the military's last detainee in Iraq. We'll look at why Ali Musa Daktouk poses a dilemma for the Obama administration. In Russia, years of growth under Vladimir Putin have created a class of wealthy urban professionals. They're not afraid to express their anger with Putin's political system. And former Senator John Corzine played a bigger, more hands-on role in MF Global's disastrous bet on European debt than had been thought. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Obama administration is facing a dilemma over the last remaining detainee in Iraq. Ali Musa Daktouk is a Lebanese man suspected of being an operative for Hezbollah. He's also suspected of helping plan an attack that killed five U.S. soldiers. The military could turn him over to the Iraqi government or take him along as the troops leave at the end of the year. What to do with Daktouk will probably come up when Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki meets with President Obama at the White House on Monday. Here's the rub for Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The protesters who filled the streets outside the Kremlin over the weekend are the ones who've prospered during his 12 years in power. They're young urban professionals. That's a group that's benefited handsomely from Moscow's skyrocketing real estate market and the trickle-down effects of money from oil drilling. But Monday's Times says they're angry. The situation could mirror what happened in Chile when Augusto Pinochet was in power. Prosperity there undermined his autocratic ways because the new urban professionals demanded their rights. Monday's Times says John Corzine played a bigger, more hands-on role in MF Global's disastrous bet on European debt than had been thought. Corzine was obsessed with trading and apparently believed he could turn the money-losing firm into a smaller version of Goldman Sachs. He personally pushed for the $6.3 billion bet on Europe, and the company board signed off on it. Now $1 billion of customer money is missing. Last week's deal to reformulate the rules of the Eurozone probably saved Europe's shared currency for now, but Times reporter Stephen Erlanger says there may be less to it than meets the eye. Several major issues still have to be resolved, including whether the cure fits the illness. Many experts are now worried that the newly agreed-upon austerity will bring on a recession, not a boom, and there's also the question of how much money is needed to protect Italy from speculators. Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich says he's ready to confront a nuclear blast high above the U.S. Experts call it the electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. The idea is, if a nuclear weapon went off in outer space, it would set off a crippling shockwave of electricity. Gingrich says it would fry electrical circuits from coast to coast. Most nuclear experts dismiss the scenario as outdated fear-mongering. They say the current missile defense system could head off such an attack. They also say the nations that might set off a device over the U.S. are at the kindergarten stage of developing nuclear arms. Hollywood is looking for new languages, complete with their own grammatical rules and written alphabets. Producers want to give science fiction films something consistent and believable. University of Southern California Professor Emeritus Paul Frommer says the days of aliens who spouted gibberish with no grammatical structure are over. He should know. He created the language spoken by the giant blue inhabitants of Pandora in Avatar. Disney has just hired him to develop a Martian language called Barsoomian for a sci-fi movie that'll be out in March. Inside Monday's Times, former strongman Manuel Noriega is back in Panama and facing more prison time. The U.S. forced Noriega out 22 years ago. His return on Sunday was largely ignored. Since the 1990s, Noriega has served time in this country and in France. In Panama, he has to serve out three 20-year sentences for killing political opponents in the 1980s. For a generation of students in Newark, New Jersey, every educational decision has been made by state officials in Trenton. The state took over Newark schools in 1995 amid low test scores. Now there's a feeling that Newark has become a testing lab for wealthy outsiders like Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. He pledged $148 million to remake the school system. Some parents say it's time again for local control. They say their voices are not being heard. Monday's Business Day looks at why some customers are saying Amazon's Kindle Fire is the Edsel of tablets. They say you can hit the off switch by accident when you don't mean to, and web pages take an eternity to load. Also, there's no privacy. A spouse or a child who picks up a Kindle Fire can see exactly what you've been up to. Even so, a lot of tech experts say don't underestimate Amazon, and it says the Kindle Fire is the most successful product it's ever introduced. It also says it's already working on improvements. Monday's Business Day also profiles television executive Bonnie Hammer. She made the Sci-Fi Channel a hit 10 years ago. Now she's in charge of NBC Universal's cable holdings, including USA Network and E! Entertainment. She has a strategy for revamping E! She's going to cut back on its diet of celebrity-driven reality shows. E! Is currently number 15 in the ratings. She says there's no reason it can't make it to the top 10. That's our preview of Monday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.